Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and I have a special show tonight for all you ones that love to go sailing and out in the ocean and pontoon island hopping. Before I get started to introduce Captain Tom, I do have a couple announcements. A Night of Hope fundraising concert. It will be Saturday, September 11th, 7 p.m. at St. Nicholas Community Church, and it is called Tarpon Springs Shepherd Center, and you can purchase tickets on their website at tscenter.org/events. And also a casting director. She is amazing, Virginia. And she is working on a movie. I know they're with David Yates today. And they need some more extras for February 7th, an upskill party. We need three more dance students. And let's see, they also have another one starting in March. And if you're interested, send your photo and your phone number to flmoviebg@gmail.com. flmoviebg@gmail.com. And that's the highlights. And next week will be my husband's birthday. So I will have a special guest in the house. Lisa V will be here. And we have the comedy special starting as well. So we're excited about that for Stand Up for News. They're back with us. And welcome, Tom, Captain Tom.
Hey, thank you.
I know, my brother.
Yeah.
He's a real captain. So let's talk about Sunkist Charters, our boat that you work with us as family business. Tell us a little bit more what you've done to the sailboat.
Well, we actually spent 3 years redoing the sailboat, and it's gorgeous inside. What we're basically doing is we're selling the dream. We want people to experience the lifestyle that we've had. We want to show them what it's like to go sail out in the Gulf, go sail into the sunset, into the moonlight. We really want to just give them that luxury yachting experience.
And we're different because we're private.
Yeah, we're private. You're not going to have 50 people on board that, you know, they could have COVID, they could have whatever. I mean, just it's just you and your group. And we can do things like if you want to bring your own food, if you want to bring your own liquor, you're allowed to do that.
I know this one guy wanted to smoke cigars.
Yeah, we had a cigar party. You can smoke on deck. You just can't smoke below deck.
Right.
We've done some really interesting things, and there's really cool things. We will adjust to whatever you want to do. I mean, we rent it like a limo.
Mm-hmm.
And the same with the pontoon. Like, I'll give you a good example. This last weekend, we took my daughter and her boyfriend. It's the first time he's come with us on anything.
Because I know Captain Burt wanted to see the distance between the dock and Caladesi.
Right. Well, we went there, but on the way, we actually stopped at this little island. It's an island I haven't stopped at before. And it's totally, like, secluded. It's wooded to the back. There's two little bonfire pits.
Oh, nice.
And we could pull the pontoon, actually, where you could step off the pontoon onto the shore. So you don't have to get your feet wet, really, to get on the island.
Is that one you can stay overnight in and camp out?
You can camp on it. There's actually, like, four really nice camp spots on it. So if you had a group, you could always go set up your tent and have a little bonfire. And
nice.
We're actually working out that in the future we'll do camp over trips on the islands too, if people want to do that. You know, I've done that with my wife a bunch of times. We'll take just a couple of Duraflame logs. We won't even bring a tent sometimes. We'll get a sitter for the kids. We'll take the boat to the island. We'll get off. We'll have a little fire, a little music, a little Bluetooth speaker. And, you know, there's nobody else on the island. It's just you.
You can just dance and have a good time.
Yeah, and you can see people coming from 2 miles away. I mean, it's a lighted boat. So, I mean,
right.
They have to have lights on. you can... we've done cookouts on the islands and stuff. And
Well, I have to say, the pontoon boat we also have, that's our little sister boat. We actually won first place 30 foot and under at the Christmas Parade Yacht Club. So if you saw the reindeer, we had, you were Santa?
Yeah, I danced for 3 hours. It was not just Santa, it was a dancing Santa.
Yeah, it was. And the reindeer were so amazing, and it was so exciting. So next year, with the pontoon boat, it's a 28 foot. The seats are amazing, but it's only island hopping.
Right.
It's $125 an hour to our minimum.
Correct.
Now, I had talked to someone today, and they said, oh, they were interested in going a little longer. I said, it's just an extra $125.
Right.
And so it's about how many minutes from the dock to Caladese Island if they go on that one?
It's about 45 minutes.
There?
You know, yeah. I mean, we did an experiment of going, and we were at right about the three-hour mark. We went there. We got off, and it's gorgeous. If you haven't been to Caladese, the beach is kind of like untouched because there's only two ways to get there, really, with your own boat or on the ferry. And, you know, when you have your own boat or your charter a boat in there, we just did hot dogs on the grill.
I know, I had to work my other job that day.
Well, no, one with Sherry we did.
Oh.
We did hot dogs on the grill, and Sherry went fishing. She caught about a 3-pound catfish in 5 minutes.
Oh, wow. So you can go fishing over, do you have to have a license? Of course, you have to have a fishing license.
Yeah, you have to have a fishing license.
But you can, if they park at Caladese, you can fish right there then, too?
Oh, yeah, Sherry fished right there. That's where she caught her, you know, catfish. And she only fished for 5 minutes. But that girl has always been a better fisher person than
God,
I
only caught ladyfish.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, that's super cool. So, and what I like is that the people can bring their own food. If they want a picnic, they can bring their own hot dogs and stuff. They have grills there at Caladese.
Well, one of the things that if you guys want to order your own catering, and there's something I got to talk to you about with that later.
Right.
But if you want to order your own catering, we'd be there ahead of time that you have your own catering delivered to the boat. We'll receive it for you.
On that or the sailboat.
On the pontoon or the sailboat, correct.
Right.
You know, like I said, if you want to bring your own liquor, you can bring your own liquor. You know, obviously we don't want you completely inebriated, but, you know, have a few drinks and relax, you know.
The best part, too, let me go back to the pontoon boat. With Caladese, there are picnic tables there. There is a little snack shack. They can order food as well.
Right. There's a little snack shack. You can get hot dogs and stuff like that at the snack shack.
And I highly recommend to walk around the island. I don't know if you've ever done that, but that is such a beautiful island. It's white, beachy sand, and there's paths that go all the way around the island.
Two things. When we went with Bert,
right,
we forgot the buns.
Oh, no.
It for the hot dogs and burgers. So Lena actually went over, my wife, to the little restaurant, and we bought buns from them because
funny.
We didn't have any.
Okay, yeah. Well, you know, and people have asked me, you know, how far is Caladese from Clearwater? Well, let me explain this. A couple of years back, my husband, we had the Nautica, and we got stuck. And he's like, oh, the tide's going to come in. And I didn't bring any dog food. That it was just like a quick trip. And long story short, he took a nap on the boat. And me and my son at the time were like, we're out of here. So we're stepping through the muck over there to get to Caladese. And I see my son over there. He goes, do you want to walk to Clearwater Beach? I'm like, yeah, it doesn't look very far. Almost like 2.5-3 hour walk. And the dog's paws were so sore. But that is, if you hike that way, that is a definite long walk.
It's a lot better to go in. When you pull into Caladese, first you go through this mangrove twisty
thing. Oh, I know, it's gorgeous.
Thing, and then
very
it opens
quiet.
Up into this beautiful marina. You kind of feel like a pirate ship going into a hiding spot. Is
right.
What you feel like. And then they even have little benches, like with the swing benches that
yep.
you can sit on and rock. And, you know, it's just, there's Indian mounds on there. You know, there was a story about a girl who lived on Caladese Island. It's posted right at Caladese Island that she would actually row a boat every day from the Caladese Island to North Ward Elementary.
Oh, gee.
I mean, that's a trip even, you know, on any boat.
Yeah.
But I couldn't imagine getting up in the morning. I mean, that's dedication to go to school.
Oh, my God. Go row your boat.
I have a hard time getting my kids out of bed to go.
God, my name is Dawn. I'm not a our mother should have named me Dusk. That's for sure. But anyway, so let me go over to the sailboat now, too. If you go to sunkisscharters.com, check us out. I just put the new Valentine's up there. You know, we have a lot of people that are calling me. Well, it's 727-871-7788. And they're asking about, oh, well, I only have two people. We had a gentleman bring a guitar player, one of his friends, and he came on the boat. It was so romantic that he had the guitar player singing when the wife came up. And that was beautiful.
You know what I'm going to do? And I have it in the car, actually. I have it charged. I'm actually going to even get that. Remember the Bluetooth microphone you gave me?
Yes.
I'm going to do that and tie it into the stereo so when you do have the guitar player, he has a mic that you can actually hear it over the speakers. So that would be kind of cool.
We have to shout out because we're getting some TikToks here, and I just want to say, Big Bucks 357, you're live on the air. I want to thank you for those TikToks on Dawn Reese's show. That is so amazing. Thank you. God bless you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if I could do, if anybody asked me, hey, what can you do in Clearwater Beach? If I could do anything in Clearwater Beach, I mean, the tiki huts are cute. They're really cute, and I do that with a group of my friends, too.
Right.
But this is a different experience. This is that you don't get it every day experience.
What I like is that it's so refreshing to go out, you know, just with family and your own group of people out in the Gulf of Mexico and just sit there. I like to get up in the front with the beanbag chair and just lay there. We saw a big, what was it, a big flapping sea turtle one time flopped out, then a stingray.
The last trip we had, it was a really nice trip. They had, first it got splashed by a pelican as we were out in the water. It landed right next to the boat and actually splashed up onto them. We had dolphins all around us. We had a sea turtle. The weather was absolutely gorgeous. Perfect wind, and it was the perfect day for them. And they sat in the beanbag on the front.
Right.
And they opened a bottle of champagne. We have champagne glasses on board. And, you know, as we're going into the sunset, you know, I can't think of a better date you could do.
We have a gentleman going back to Canada tomorrow. He's going to be on the boat at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and he's very excited with his wife. And we're very pet-friendly. He said, we have our dog. I said, we're pet-friendly. That makes a huge difference to bring your little fluffies with you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially because like, if we go to the islands on the pontoon,
right,
that the dogs can actually get off the island, run around the island. They ain't going to go anywhere.
Yes.
They're not going to swim away.
Well, your dog, he has a Jack Russell that we found, God bless him. I'm so excited we found little Duke. And our dogs come home and they just crash out for like a day after. And we call Sandy Beach because when we got her as a puppy, as a Jack Russell, she ran around in the sand. So we called her Sandy Beach. Yep. So,
but Duke actually jumped off the back of the boat the first time we had him on it.
Well, that was a sea trial that we did. And yeah, I got like 8.3 million views on TikTok. And I pinned that. But there was a story to that one because we were just sea trialing it.
Yeah, well, we basically, with the pontoon, we completely tore it down to the frame and rebuilt it. And Bert, Dawn's husband, and I were discussing whether we put on that third tri-tune on it, because it's actually a tri-tune, not a pontoon. After the sea trial, we decided we had to put that there.
Well, we had two other fishing boats douse us, and I'm sitting there recording this thing. It's hilarious, and it looks like we are sinking, and we were. But then everything on the floor went out. If you go on my TikTok and go to Dawn Reese's show, it's pinned, and I never had 8.2 or 8.3 million views. It's crazy.
Not many people do.
But anyways, then we realized we had to get some nets, and there was a lot of things. That's why we call it a sea trial.
Right. Yeah. I mean, safety is our prior goal. Like, I have an overboard case that I carry with me on every trip, and it's got everything from dye packs to sat phones to, flare guns, flares.
Well, you had to go through captain's school. You had
correct,
to go, and Bert went through training.
Correct.
And that was pretty intensive as well.
Yeah. I mean, it was... I did really good on every test.
Yeah.
You know, but I studied my backside off.
Well, that's why you're Captain Tom, and that's why you're so good, and people request, and like, is Captain Tom coming along?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what's been cool about it, though, is none of the trips, and we've gotten some, you know, some nice people. They just did a movie on the boat a couple weeks ago.
We did. We had Brian Jalbert from the Jalbert Brothers. He was doing a short film on the boat. We're with the St. Petersburg Film Commissioner with movies that are coming in to try to get more movies to take care of the sunkisscharters.com.
Yeah,
which is super cool.
We're reaching out. We're doing everything we can. I mean, we really are doing everything we can to get this because, you know, everybody that I've talked to, everybody, every trip we've ever taken. Even a trip where it was New Year's and it was foggy, you couldn't see the front of the boat from the back, and we had to bring the boat in by instrument only.
Right.
Okay. Which is fun. but even every trip we've ever had, every person said one of two things. Every single person, best time of my life, or the most relaxing thing I've ever done. Mm-hmm. Everybody has said that.
Well, you know, like I had somebody today, they're like, I want to do something special for my birthday. And we have a lot of anniversaries, birthdays, Mother's Day. And I said, this is memorable. If you're out of the country and you want to do something that's memorable, take a sailboat charter or the pontoon island hopping. We call it Sandbar. And it's an experience. You come back home and you sleep like a baby and you're so refreshed.
You know, and you know, another thing we've done with this is every trip we've taken, it's never been like snooty. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's never been, and we've had people from every walk of life on the boats already, and it's never been snooty. It's always been like hanging out with new friends,
right?
And everybody's, we're gonna rebook.
But you also let them kind of drive the boat too.
Well, I mean, as long as they're not drinking, I'll let them drive the boat. I'll sit right next to them,
right?
You know, and they'll take the wheel. But that's on the sailboat. The pontoon's got power, and it's got a lot of power.
Right, that's
on it.
Different.
That's a little different, but on the sailboat, yeah, I mean. And then I'll let him wear my hat a lot of times. I sanitize it. I actually put it in the dishwasher.
We just need an extra hat for people. They're like, oh, I used to, as a flight attendant, I'm like, Captain, can I wear your hat?
Yeah, well, I mean, I let him wear the hat and stuff. And you know, they just, Facebook pictures.
Right.
You know.
So I have a couple things on Facebook, too. I want everyone, it's called Sailing Sunkist, Sunkist Charters, another page. And then I just added the new one, Clearwater Beach Tourist. So letting people know. And then we're putting all videos up from people that have had such a great experience doing that as well.
Well, and you let them do whatever they want to post, whatever else they could do, you know, for tourism.
Right.
Because, you know, we're trying to promote everything we can with Clearwater. We try to help out. You know, it's even like other charter businesses that are here in Clearwater, they don't mind we're here because we're so different than they are.
Right.
You know, there's another sailboat, and it's a gorgeous sailboat that's in Clearwater.
Oh, I send a lot of people there too.
They every time they go by, they wave. They know we're not after the same business. We're after people who really just want to be, you know, alone with their group,
or two people,
or two people, and just have that.
Well, that's why this is
my yacht experience. The boat doesn't say charter on it.
Right.
We have banners that we actually have on it during the day.
Right.
Or when it's at dock. We take those banners off because when we go out, we don't want everybody to know that it's not their boat and we're not their hired crew.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in dress whites or on special request. Like there's a boat that, a beautiful, beautiful boat that I captain for hire. And they make me dress as a skipper. And you can go to Dawn's site. I'm sure there's pictures of it somewhere. But I'll do whatever they want. I'll dress as the skipper. I could pull it off.
And my brother, yes, you could. I've shown your blue shirt and the hat, and they're like, he looks like the skipper from Gilligan's Island.
My daughter, actually, there was a picture of the skipper I posted on Facebook one time, and she thought it was me photo edited into the picture. But it wasn't me. It was the skipper.
Well, see, I was just on I Love St. Pete, and I just want to thank them so much because they are letting, well, we had paid for the year to go on there. And somebody goes, oh, well, the last 3-hour tour. So I posted that picture you put of Gilligan's Island with all the whole crew. And he goes, thanks for giving me the good laugh.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, though, I mean, you have the pontoon, and the pontoon is beautiful, too.
And we're going to do this for Christmas next year. People can go out, have hot chocolate.
We're going to do a different theme next year. You know,
Captain Tom is so good. He decorated that amazing boat. I mean, you did all the lights and everything.
Yeah, it was a lot of work, but it was worth it. We had fun, and we did have a good time. But next year, we want to do some charters on that.
Exactly.
With it lit up as, you know, Santa's sleigh.
And the kids can see Santa and have hot chocolate and cookies. And
yep, and Santa's on board. And you know, it's just, if you've never been, you know, on a boat like that, and we'll take you through, like, Island Estates and show you all the nice
that was
homes
so much fun. That parade was so amazing. We were out in the water for like 3 hours.
Oh, and the people that are, as you go through, they're having these huge boat parties at their house as we pass, and everybody's cheering and screaming. It's a lot of fun.
I know, and they had the big pit fires out there, and the people were just screaming, and that was an experience of a lifetime.
You know, it's funny, I've talked to a bunch of those people since that I've run into, and they go, yeah, you know, you were the one we were voting for.
Oh,
well,
wow.
We won.
We did. Yeah, that was exciting. Thank you to the Clearwater Yacht Club for their judges. That was so super cool. And so, again, you know, sunkisscharters.com. Check us out. I added some more photos up there. And then we'll always have some amazing testimonies up there as well with people.
Yeah, I mean, guys, if I could say anything, really, I mean, if you want, especially with all the stress that's going on today, I mean, we're 75% of the people living paycheck to paycheck and all the other stuff.
Yeah.
To get away like this, and I look all the time when I'm sailing off in the Gulf, I look behind me and I go, you know, I don't have one problem here. All my issues are back there.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, this is why we call it the concierge show of the concierge, because I'm a real concierge. I really am. And, you know, we just saw Russell Peters at the Hard Rock, and he's so funny. He goes, these young kids today don't know what anxiety, I have anxiety. Oh, my God, this is it. He goes, we don't have anxiety. It's called life. It's called life. Yeah. Oh, that was such a great show. But it's true. Anything that when you go out on the ocean and you come back, you feel so good. You know, I mean, just to take a break, we had people from Ireland. We had people from Africa. We had people from all over the country.
I sleep well after I do a trip.
I know.
I come home and I take a nice nap.
So does Captain Bird. He's out.
Well, you know, it's something about being rocked on the boat. It's like being rocked in your mom's arms.
Yeah,
you
it's
know,
true.
And it's just relaxing.
And we do have a restroom on the sailboat. That's a huge thing because...
And we're going to put one on the pontoon.
Right, I heard that.
So.
Yeah, because I know a lady wanted to book that, and she's like, oh, I'd like a restroom because you really don't, you know.
Yeah, no, we're working on it. It's actually going to be a collapsible one that falls down over the head.
That'll help a lot.
Yeah.
So look how fast it is. It's already 8:27. And we just want to thank you so much for listening on our special with sunkisscharters.com. Check us out. Like I said, you've got it. We have gift certificates too. We can email you a gift certificate.
You can buy gift certificates for your birthday, for an upcoming birthday party,
right,
or whatever.
So let me explain this. The sailboat is $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum, plus gratuity. And that is, we also have gift certificates you can write out, and we can give them to you. And
And they can tie their own music into, they can listen to 106.1 FM if they want on their phones.
There you go.
We have 800 watts of JL audio on the sailboat and JBL audio on the pontoon.
Yep.
That you can hear us from a mile away.
You
want.
You put that sound system in. It's truly amazing. When I like it, people that can have their own music, you know, that they can put up there too.
We actually have speakers up on the mast.
Yep.
So it really blows.
Yeah. It's so private. It's so comforting. And if you really want to make memories with your family, again, $100 an hour, 3-hour minimum, plus gratuity for the sailboat. The pontoon boat is $125 an hour, 2-hour minimum. Goes out to Calladese Island and some other islands. You can walk around. And if you say, hey, you know what? I want to stay another 2 hours, like we had someone ask me today, and I said, sure, it's an extra $125 an hour.
Yeah.
And so we have, you know, the PayPal, we have the Venmo, we have the Zelle, we have the credit card. So we're licensed and insured. We've got real captains.
Yeah, and like I said, there's other stuff going to happen in the future that's really cool. Like I'm getting my notary, so I can actually marry people on the boat
An
island. And I can do it either in my dress whites or as a skipper, whatever you want.
Right. Also, too, I want to note that we're going to be doing this because my son had passed away a couple of years ago. You know, your nephew, he was 34, and he loved the ocean. So we even do the sea to throw your ashes out, out, but you have to have it out so far.
You have to have it out so far, and there's a permit involved.
Right. So on that, too, we have to work on that, whoever is interested. And that is so beautiful to do that, too, you know.
Oh, we're even talking about doing weddings on the islands and parking the sailboat off the island and taking the people back and forth in the pontoon.
But see, we're only a six-pack, so we only allow six people on the pontoon boat and the sailboat.
At one time, correct.
At one time, yeah. So,
well, six passengers.
Six passengers, correct. And then you got first mate. Mm-hmm. And Captain Tom. And you can go trolling as well on the sailboat. We have a trolling rod.
Yep, you can go fishing. We have fishing rods.
But you can't jump off the boat because people have asked us. I'm like, no, but our insurance doesn't allow you on the sailboat.
On the sailboat. The pontoon, you can get in the water.
Right.
You can do snorkeling. We have masks and fins on board and stuff like that, especially when the water warms up. And it's going to be 80s next week, guys.
I know. It's so exciting. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. God bless you. And we'll see you soon. I'm Dawn Reese. So this is the concierge segment of my show. And then we have Hollywood Connections and Miracle Stories coming up in the month of February. See you soon. Bye, everybody. My love and affection. Love and affection. Yeah.